And a lot of garbage.
Ever use those little bitty fish? What would you call them?
Lures? No, minnows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got minnows and, you know, artificial bait with the lures. Mm-hmm. And spoons, they call them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay,
sometimes another insect that was a lot of fun when I was a kid was a June bug.
Now, what's the difference in June bugs?
June bugs hang around a fig tree. And all, we used to catch them and tie a piece of thread around the leg and they just fly around like a kite.
Oh.
Sure did.
I never did that.
Mm-hmm. But if you had a fig tree, you'd have had the June bugs. Yeah. They're green looking black bug, kind of. They didn't sting you, they just worry the hell out of you.
Yeah.
They eat them figs if you don't pull them.
Sometimes in the corner of the room in your house, if you hadn't cleaned up in a long time, you might have water.
Cobwebs.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Any other names that people might call those things?
No, some folks call them spider webs.
What if it's outside and over a bush, maybe? Is that still the same thing?
Now, do they call them cocoons or something like that? I don't know. That's something I've heard them call them, but I don't know.
What do you call the parts of a tree that are underneath the ground?
The roots.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the kinds of trees maybe not... one other question before that. What kinds of syrup did we mention syrup a while ago? What kind of syrup do you usually eat? Any special kind? What's it usually?
Cane syrup.
Mm-hmm. You ever had anything made out of something else besides cane?
Yeah, my wife uses some other kind of syrup, but I don't know what the name
is. Maple?
Maple syrup. Yeah, what she uses. Mm-hmm. But I like cane.
What kind of trees around here besides, say, fruit trees and nut trees would you have?
I have oak trees and hickory trees. Sweet gum trees and elm trees, and they're the one that roots grow on the ground, on top of the ground mostly.
The elm tree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't last by 10 years and they die off. Hmm.
You have a tree around here, I'm not sure you do or not, it's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly barks.
I don't know what that is.
You ever have a sycamore tree?
I heard of it, but to my knowledge, I ain't never seen one.
Mm-hmm. You ever have a kind of a bush that grows along the road by fences and the leaves turn bright red early and you have maybe small clusters of berries or bombs on it?
Blackberries?
Yeah.
Pines?
And maybe this kind is another kind too that is used by old people in tanning leather. Ever heard of that?
I've heard about some stuff they use tan leather, but I don't know what it is.
Let's see. Is there any kind of bushes around that, or anything that'll make your skin break out, you know?
Poison ivy and poison oak, well.
Difference between those two?
They tell me it ain't much difference at all between them.
You mentioned blackberries. What are some of the other kind of berries that the people around here?
Strawberries, dewberries.
You ever have a kind of berries that's maybe got a rough surface and some are red and black? Red and black. People that ever grow raspberries around here?
Not know of. You know, they grow scuppernons.
Yeah. Usually make wine out of scuppernons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. If say some berries are growing in the woods and they're not good to eat, you might, and they could kill you, you'd say that don't eat those berries because
they're poison.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you ever have a tall bush around with it's got clusters of pink and white flowers. Real tall bush.
No.
Blooming in late spring. What about a... Okay. Another kind of tree that the South is famous for. It's a large flowering tree and it has shiny leaves and big white flowers and has a prickly seed pod about the size and the shape of a cucumber. It has some kind of waxy-like leaves.
I know what you're talking about. I had two in the front yard over there in Delrata.